Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fourth and one, Chicago, just inside the 15 of Green Bay. They get motion to the tight end to the right. Fake to Swift, bootlegging left. Williams looking, floats the end zone. It's intercepted!
Intercepted!
An interception! A leaping interception by Keyshawn Nixon. And there is your dagger! 22 seconds to go, and the Packers have hung on.
What a great play by Keyshawn Nixon.
I mean, I don't care. I do this me, everybody else. Excuse my language, but, you know, I am who I say I'm, and I always tell myself that, and I come on the field and play like that. But that's just a play. I got to keep making them.
Okay, that's Keyshawn Nixon. He made the play that saved the game, possibly for the Packers. He also had two personal foul calls.
Hothead weirdo.
He probably is an edge guy like C.J. Gardner-Johnson is, right?
This
like,
is some of the emotional profile of Nichols out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some dudes out there like that. He's their Nickelback.
Yeah.
He's a shirt man syndrome. Yeah, scrappy. Like, he's so scrappy. Like,
he's scrappy dude.
That's Micah talking about Keyshawn.
Yeah. Look, man. I know that we've got other things to talk about, but my goodness, Micah Parsons.
He split a double team.
He's so good.
At one point, it was like it was nothing. Just absolutely nothing.
He split a double team and pushed one of his teammates out of the way on his way to Caleb.
I've never seen a game plan like Ben Johnson's, especially in the second half, that was specifically to get his man's out of the pocket in that way.
I think you're going to see a similar game plan on Sunday.
As Miles Garrett comes calling.
Because a bigger problem, if one can imagine a bigger problem than Micah Parsons, a bigger problem is coming to town on Sunday.
We here at Turn the Page Industries refuse to acknowledge the Cleveland Browns just yet.
Sorry. All right, let's talk about the play that Keyshawn Nixon made, and let's talk about what ended up happening on that play at the end of the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It makes you sad because you go, oh, there was an opportunity there. And in watching the play over again, there's a couple things that I feel need to be addressed. One, Cole Kmet's open early. If Caleb gets the ball out early, and if it's maybe a little bit more of a pylon throw or a sideline throw, Cole Kmet makes that catch fairly easily.
That's asking for an instantaneous decision to go for it from your young quarterback who you know, who's got a lot on his mind.
Two, the Packers sniffed that play out, and they did a good job with the Caleb part of it. The idea of Caleb getting out on the edge, they had four players over there, ended up being five, which is why Cole was open early on in the play. Three, DJ Moore was open, but the timing of it didn't really match up to where Caleb was and how he was moving. That's how I feel about it.
I think Mahomes makes that throw to DJ Moore, might see him and is able to. There's a few quarterbacks who can. I know it's a really weird one. It's a weird spot. He also could have waited another split second for DJ to stop or for people to keep moving. Like, there were other things that Caleb could have done. But he had a lot on his mind and on his plate, which leads me to a broader point. But by the way, here's Caleb after the game. He's talking about the Loveland pass, but he then cops to something in the follow-up.
Not tough at all. Just got to give him a better ball. Thinking too much.
There it is. So you just grabbed the shorty. Good job, Tanny. That's him about just thinking too much. Just thinking too much. In this league, when the quarterback is a weapon like that in the red zone, you want to put it in his hands and trust him, like with Hurts or with Josh Allen or with Mahomes. But he didn't have to do that just yet. I hated the play call.
You wanted them to run it.
I wanted them to run and get the first down. And
fair.
Then you got four shots of the end zone with timeouts. What do you have? Still had three timeouts in your pocket at that point, even though it was 27 seconds.
Two timeouts.
So you get that first down. You got four shots of the end zone with two timeouts in your pocket, and then you unleash all your special plays and get yourself a touchdown. That's what I wanted them to do. But I feel like Ben was a little bit too urgent before he needed to. I thought that Ben, who has been a master of game situation for the most part, had a really tough finish. I think he should have called a timeout before third down and left themselves some more time. You're in control at that point. You can still make them eat clock and stuff. He let it get down to 27, and then he decided to feel the urgency of calling that play on fourth and one. I didn't like the play call on fourth and one. Now, there are some people who could say that's when you could get him napping on
that,
a pass.
That you go play action on that play.
Which they did. And Caleb did have some options to make it. But I thought he put it in Caleb's hands with a do or die situation before he needed to. That's why I didn't love the play call myself.
Fair. I know that we live in the space of now everyone is like, they've got the play, they're freezing in, they'd be like, look, DJ's open. And it did look like DJ had the I'm open face as he was walking back to the sideline after the ball is intercepted.
Yeah.
I just think that
it's too hard to do.
Yeah.
I get it.
I think it's too hard of a throw. I wish my criticism of Caleb is that was a mailbox play, right? Where where all of a sudden Cole's like, hey.
Throw the ball to the man.
I am by myself.
And Caleb said that. He's thinking too much, and he said he needs to put up a better ball, and he tried to make it a 50-50, and he didn't need to do that.
And we know that they don't like 50-50.
No, hit them and let them run and do it. So we're in a space where I don't like the play call, and I don't like Caleb's choices and the execution. He could have just run for it. Just run for that pylon and get the first down.
I don't know if he made, like, that's the part that I like what Green Bay did. They were like, you are not running anywhere, sir. You are going to have to throw this ball. And they overloaded on that side, which is part of the reason that DJ Moore is able to leak out. It's part of the reason that Cole Kmet acts like he's lost and he's down the field. Let's go around the room. Are we all going for two? If they score?
I said it in the thread.
You sure did.
Like early on it, you
before
know, and then
Brady.
Before Brady. Yep, exactly. Definitely would have, because I would not have wanted to roll the dice against that offense in overtime. That would have been more deflating, I feel like, for your ball club than losing it after scoring the touchdown and failing on 2 points.
Alex, you were there.
Yeah, we were talking about the whole time. We said it was down on our end of the field. And we're like, they're going to score here, and they're going to go for two to win the game. And they may try to run it in at that point because they were so effective with the run in the second half.
And that's why it stung so much to have it end like that, didn't it?
Right in front of my face.
Oh, I bet. And right on the couch where I was, I'm like, I'm gonna get a 2-point conversion to try to win this thing. Shades of Wani doing it. Remember when Wani went for two against Green Bay when the Bears were getting dominated, but all of a sudden they had a shot? And I love that Wani went for two at that time. I would have loved this, you know. And you got denied that. And man, that's got to leave a mark. It's got to leave a mark on Ben and a mark on Caleb that moment. I think he was thinking a little bit too much. And I wonder if Ben thinks even he was thinking a little bit too much.
Well, they've got to let go of it quickly because now you're in a dogfight for the last playoff spot in the NFC. That becomes important. That's why I wanted them to win yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.